Been spending the last day and a half or so here on Green Bay, and it's a pretty impressive looking team. They could really move the ball. They've got Rodgers is having a terrific year. Very athletic, can run it, can throw it. He's got a great set of receivers, tight ends. They have a very good offensive system with Coach McCarthy there. They really do a lot of use a lot of different personnel groups, a lot of different formations. It's very, very hard to prepare for. Defensively, Dom's playing very well. They can rush the passer. They have excellent, very good coverage players, real good corners. They have a nice mix of pressure and coverage, and so they're again they mix it up on you enough where you have a lot of things to defend, but they have a lot of good players and they can pretty much play whatever they want to play. Looks good. Third down, red area, man-to-man, zone, blitz zone. So they haven't given up a lot of points, and they really make you work for everything you get, and got a number of disruptive players on the whole unit. So it's a good football team. Big, another challenge for us, different than what we've seen in previous weeks. Very talented team that's well coached, disciplined, very sound fundamentally, and we'll have to really have a good week of preparation with here so we can get ready for them this weekend.
Bill, you mentioned disruptive players. What are the challenges in trying to block Clay Matthews, and how disruptive is he on a play-by-play basis?
Clay's fast, quick. He's got real good balance. Guy with a high motor, so even at times when it looks like he's blocked, he still can come off the block, come out of the, come in and get in on the play. He's a good pursuit player, but I'd say his speed and his quickness are big assets, and he's a guy who's never really out of a play. Can run away from him, but he can run you down, or you can run to him, and again, it looks like you might have him blocked, but he spins out of things and uses his quickness and his athleticism to get out of some tight situations, stay alive, and make plays. So, good football player.
Bill, when you were evaluating Clay coming out of college, how did you view him as a possible fit in the Patriots?
Well, pretty much as what he is now. The outside linebacker, playing a 3-4 defense. It's basically what he did at USC his senior year. He was very productive in the kicking game. You could definitely see him play in space and run well and cover kicks and do all those things. And then his senior year, where he was able to get more playing time, he became a productive defensive player there as well.
In terms of the differences in scheme, how would you describe the differences between the Packers 3-4 and Patriots 3-4 in terms of Dom bringing some of the, I guess, the Steelers-type approach?
Well, I'd say that the Packers system is definitely similar to the Steelers system. They use some of the same alignments adjustments and that type of thing to what Pittsburgh does. But, of course, it's with different personnel and different players, so even if it's the same defense, it plays differently because of the Charles Woodson and Williams and Matthews and all the other guys they got playing. It's different than the guys that Pittsburgh would use with the same plays, same calls. So it's certainly unique, and you have to match up personnel wise to their defense, and they give you a lot of problems because they have so many good players at every position on the line, at linebacker, safety, at corner. They use a number of different people. They give you some tough looks on third down, so it's definitely a challenge for us, but it certainly has its roots with the Pittsburgh system. I don't think there's any question about that.
So it's been two games now since Fred Taylor came back and played. Is he starting to play his way back into sharpness or whatever, or is he starting to look like maybe he did early on?
Oh, well, I think the big thing is he's just getting a chance to play. He missed several weeks there of not only playing but also practicing, and so he's had an opportunity to practice, get some carries with the scout team, just get his hands on the ball, read blockers, and catch a ball in the passing game, recognize blitz pickups and things like that. And so I think that our practices have helped him both as the scout team back and also running some R plays, but of course he has to split that with, you know, with the other three backs that have been active basically all year. So, but you know, he's definitely regaining some timing and he's taking advantage of those opportunities in practice to sharpen up. And so I think that's helped him. He's gotten a few carries in the last couple of games. So I think we're headed in the right direction there.
You know, the Packers have struggled at times to run the ball. Have they made up for that in the passing game, or are they a team that kind of just slings it around a little bit and not abandons the run, but kind of minimizes it?
Well, I think they use some elements of their passing game as really just as runs. They throw quick passes out to their outside receivers, to Jennings and Driver. When the coverage is, you know, people come down and play a lot of guys against the run, and they'll throw it out there to them. Throw the ball quite a bit to Jackson. Screen passes. They're a very good screen team, and they use the checkdowns and plays like that. Some three-step drop passes to get the ball to the tight end, slot receivers, or outside receivers. So, you know, I think those plays, like any West Coast offense, those plays are just as much a part of, you know, moving the ball and getting first downs and getting into scoring position as handoffs. So you have to, no matter how they get it down there, I think the big thing is defensively is to try to keep them from moving the ball and getting into scoring position. And I'm sure from their point of view, whether they throw a screen pass or run the ball and gain the same amount of yardage, I don't think it really matters too much to them. They're just trying to, you know, trying to get first downs and make positive plays and stay out of long yardage. They do a real good job of that. They're not in long yardage very often, and that's because of the efficiency of their first and second down plays, whether those are runs or short passes or play-action passes or shots down the field, which they do all of them, but they just do them pretty well.
Bill, what did you take away from the year you had Dom on your staff, and how much did the two of you, you know, talk about the different systems that you guys run defensively?
Well, we talked some about it. You know, Dom had come from Miami where Nick ran his system down there, and so, you know, I think there was a good level of familiarity with what we were doing. I mean, there's certainly a lot of similarities to our system and what Coach Saban ran down there in Miami, but, you know, Dom's had a great background with at Pittsburgh, and then, of course, when, you know, he was the head coach at Carolina and in Houston, and so, I mean, he, you know, certainly has, you know, great ideas and great thoughts of his own defensive system, but he was, you know, kind of in ours for that year. So, you know, we talked about some of those things. It certainly gave me a better understanding of some of the adjustments and the philosophies that he and the Steelers, you know, used in building their defense and some of their keys and adjustments and, you know, why they did them and what caused them to adjust and things like that. You know, and at the same time, I think, you know, he understood some of the things that we did that were maybe a little bit different from the way Coach Saban did them, and, you know, the advantages and disadvantages of, you know, all those different adjustments and things that you have to do to, you know, to handle whatever plays and formations the offense gives you. So it was a good give and take, and Dom's, you know, got great experience. He's done a terrific coaching career, and, you know, is an outstanding defensive coach, has been there, done that at a number of different locations in the league. So I think his record and, you know, quality of his coaching, you know, speaks for itself, and it was certainly a good learning year for me to have him on our staff. And, you know, I think he'd probably say the same thing from, you know, what he gained that year.
Look at Tom Brady's performance since the Cleveland game. I'm curious what stands out to you as the best thing that he's doing since that game.
Well, I think the main thing for us is just our team performance. You know, everybody, all the players on the team, you know, have a job to do. It's not always perfect. Sometimes it's better than others. Some plays are better than others. But, you know, the bottom line is just the whole unit working efficiently. And that's, quarterback's a big part of that. But, you know, he can't do it without everybody else. And they can't do it without him and so forth. We all know that. So I think think Tom continues to work hard on his preparation. Challenges change every week. No 2 weeks are the same. And, you know, just everybody doing their job makes his job better. And, you know, him being prepared and doing a good job with his keys and reads, you know, enables us to perform efficiently on offense, whatever the situation is, whether it's first down, second down, third down, you know, goal line, whatever it happens to be. So I think the big thing for us is just to continue to work hard as a unit, work on our execution, make sure that we all understand what our opponents are doing and what our game plan is and how those fit together and what adjustments we make. And if we can all do that collectively through all 11 players, seeing things it's the same way and doing it well as a unit, then we'll probably be pretty efficient offensively. And if we don't, then even though there might be a few good a few good plays by individuals on any given play, the overall execution of the offense won't be there unless it's there on a consistent basis with the entire unit. So put Tom in there with all the other guys. I feel the same way about all of them.
Any other questions?
Bill, what are your thoughts on Charles Woodson in terms of his skill set and what you see from him at corner for the Packers?
Outstanding. Outstanding. He does everything well. Man-to-man coverage, zone coverage, reads the quarterback well, has good anticipation of route and route combinations, outstanding ball skills. Blitzer, excellent blitzer, good run force player. When he plays inside in the slot position or even in the perimeter, he plays very well. I'd say, you know, Woodson, Whitfield, you know, there's a handful of guys that really stand out in that area. He would be in that group. Excellent tackler. You rarely see him miss. So I think he's this good and complete player at that position, you know, as you'll find in the league. Although I would also say that I've been real impressed with Williams playing on the other side. I think he's an excellent player, too. I think they got two real good corners. Woodson's outstanding, but Williams is very good, too. So that's going to be a big challenge for us in terms of getting open and, you know, making good throws and you know, just little mistakes, sloppy routes or bad throws or, you know, look just not having good distribution in the passing game with our route depths and things like that. Those guys can take advantage of it, and they can kill you. They're a ball-hawking secondary. They get their hands on a lot of balls. They catch them, and those two corners in particular are very good. They're as good as we'll see or we have seen as being complete players.
All right, everyone. Thank you, Coach.
All right. See you.